parcel.
符号是这个。
Every movement in human history chooses symbols to tell the world about their people and what the movement is about.
在人的历史上的每一个运动，他们都会用这个符号来告诉世界和他们的人民。
People often go to war over symbols.
人们常常会打仗用一些这个符号。
Maybe the symbols, these symbols, maybe not.
这个符号可能就是这么一个例子。
Obviously, some people will.
有些人可能认为是这样。
But the American flag, what does it stand for?
美国的国旗代表着什么呢？
Freedom.
自由。
Justice.
公益。
In 1945, near the end of World War II, Iwo Jima was a small island near Japan.
在1945年的时候，在接近二十大战尾期的时候，有一个岛叫硫磺岛，在日本的附近。
And this island was captured by the Americans. It was the first Japanese homeland to be captured by foreign power.
这个岛被美国军队占领，这是第一个日本的本土的岛被美国人占领。
And then the first foreign flag to be raised on this land.
是第一个外国的这个旗帜从这个日本的本土上升起。
Of the six people that raised the flag, three of the Marines died in this month-long battle.
在六个升起美国国旗的美国海军陆战队队员中，有三个在下面一个月的战斗中死亡了。
This photograph was later used to sculpt the Marine Corps War Memorial near Washington, D.C.
所以这个照片就后来被用在这个华盛顿特区附近，进到了一个海军陆战队的这个战争纪念碑。
And today, the memorial serves as a symbol for the lives given for our flag or country.
今天这个纪念碑就作为一个象征，是我们为很多这个为这个美国国旗献身的这个烈士们。Symbols
are powerful. They're used by every organization.
符号是很有力的，因为它被用在每一个组织。Christianity
is no different.
我们基督教也不例外。We
have our own symbols.
为我们自己的符号。The
fish, the Christian flag, the cross.
鱼，还有这个基督教的旗子和我们的十字架。However,
there are really two symbols that are given, for, enduring symbols given for the church to observe.
真的对两个这个长久的这个符号是我们教会一直在遵循的。That
doesn't mean we don't have other symbols that we use.
但并不是说我们没有其他的这个符号我们用。But
there are two enduring universal symbols of Christianity that the church must keep until Christ returns.
但是有两个一个长久的，我们教会一直在遵守遵循的。
These two symbols are baptism and Holy Communion.
一个是洗礼，另外一个是圣餐。
Baptism is our initiation. This is our symbol for initiation.
洗礼是我们这个第一步，走向我们信仰第一步。
We're baptized at the beginning of our faith.
当我们刚信主的时候，我们会受到洗礼。
And this identifies our unity with Jesus Christ and the church.
这个表示我们和 耶稣和教会联合一起。
Communion is the outgoing remembrance of the Christian faith, reflecting the unity of and fellowship we have with Christ and the Church.
这个圣餐呢是一个持续不断的一个我们信念和耶稣教会的联合。
So for communion, we is an ongoing thing. We do it frequently.
所以这圣餐我们是会持续不断的在举行。
Open your Bibles today to 1 Peter chapter 3. And the passage we read is the passage we want to talk about.
今天我们读的这个经文就是彼得前书的这一段，是我们今天要重点讨论的。Here,
Peter encourages Christians to endure suffering.
这个地方彼得鼓励我们这个信徒要为受苦，要忍受受苦。We
endure this unjust suffering by reflecting back on the symbol of baptism which we have received.
当我们想起这个洗礼这个符号，我们就能够理解到我们为什么要受苦。And
we see the basis for baptism is the suffering of Christ and the power of His resurrection.
这个洗礼的一个根本就是，基督为我们受苦，而且是他复活的能力。
First, concerning this identification of Christ in His death.
首先我们来考虑看一看这个认我们怎么样认同一基督的这个死。
We have this profound statement in 1 Peter 3:18.
我们有这一个句话从彼得的前书三章十八节来的。
For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God.
因为基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。
This is a concise statement of the gospel which we are saved and by which we live by.
这也就是一个我们就我们的福音和我们今天依靠到生活这个福音的一个内容。
The first word for is telling about how we ought to live.
这个词 for 就是告诉我们怎么样生活。
But why is Peter bringing up this event?
为什么彼得提到这个
是 Why is he bringing up the suffering of Christ?
为什么他提到耶稣的受苦？
We need to look at the previous verse.
我们要看前。
Verse 17 says, For it's better to suffer for doing good, that if that should be God's will, than to, for doing evil.
夫妻也是这么说的，神的旨意就是叫你们因行善受苦，总强如因行恶受苦。
The reason that Peter gives for that Christ suffered and died is because this is the example of how we ought to live.
这个彼得说耶稣基督受苦的原因，是因为这是我们为什么今天要这么生活的原因。
Christ is our example to suffer for doing good.
耶稣是一个这个例子，告诉我们，因为行善而受苦。
But more than being example of suffering, Christ also took our place.
不仅是一个受苦的一个例子，而且耶稣也替我们替代了我们的位置。
Christ is our substitute for our sins.
基督是代替我们的罪。
We all deserve to be punished by our own actions.
我们其实是因为要受惩罚，因为我们自己各种行为。
As the Bible teaches, we're all unrighteous.
圣经告诉我们都是不义的人。
And then we must pay the penalty for those actions.
我们必须付代价，因为我们的行为。
But in verse 18, the Bible teaches that Jesus, by dying on the cross, suffered so that we may not have to suffer those penalties for our own sins.
但是十八节告诉我们说，因为耶稣他在十字架上的受苦，所以我们就不用受这个惩罚了，因为我们的行为。
The only one who's ever without error.
唯一没有一个任何错误的。
The only one who does not deserve suffering is Jesus Christ.
他不应该受苦的是耶稣。
He, the righteous one, chose to suffer on behalf of us who are unrighteous and deserve eternal punishment.
那个公义的选择替代我们这些不义的应该受惩罚的人去受苦。
So we identify in baptism, we identify with Christ in his death, in suffering his death.
所以我们认同耶稣在这个洗礼上认同耶稣在耶稣受苦。
Now the later part of verse 18 and the last few phrases of this chapter talk about it or other identification with Christ.
下面这些章节我们只提到另外一个我们关于认同耶稣的一个方面。
We not only identify with Christ in his death, we identify with Christ in the power of his resurrection.
我们不仅认同耶稣在他的死亡和受苦，而且我们认同耶稣在他的这个复活的能力上。
We have this hope that though we die, we will live.
我们有这个希望，我们虽然死，但是我们还是会活着。
This is the power of the gospel.
这就是福音的力量。
It's more than that Jesus simply died in our place, but also he is the first to rise from the dead to never die again.
不仅是因为耶稣替我们去死，而且是他从死里复活，但他再也不会死。
And this power of the resurrection is available to us.
这个复活的能力现在是可以为我们。
And this is why the end of verse 21 says we can have a good conscience.
这是为什么在二十一节的时候说到我们要保持一个无愧的良心。
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him.
因为耶稣已经进入了天国，在神的右边，众天使和有权柄的，并有能力的，都服从了他。
Through the resurrection and the power of God who raised Jesus from the dead, we have a new hope.
通过耶稣的复活和神的让耶稣复活的大能，我们有了希望。
We serve a risen Savior. And Jesus not merely rose from the dead, He's given all sorts of powers and authorities, as we see at the end of this chapter. So in baptism, we identify with Jesus in His suffering and His resurrection. Now, when we look at verse 19 through 21 in this chapter, we realize it's one of the harder passages to interpret in the New Testament. Theologians have come up with various understandings of what's going on here. I think the key word in this section is what the ESV translates as correspondence. So what does this word correspond mean? So in the original language, in Greek, was antitakos. It basically means to copy. In your English, the words for type, typewriter, or typography come from this word. If you remember how typewriters work, every letter has a key. And when a key is pressed, the type bar strikes the ink against the paper. It's called type bar. It's the thing that hits the paper. So this copy letter is now typed onto the paper. So when Peter is using the word corresponds, this is the idea that we get is a copy. It's something similar. So Peter is really making an analogy, a comparison of our baptism or salvation to the flood. So to understand, let's go back to Genesis chapter 6 to understand what the flood is about. By the way, if you've seen the movie, you'll probably confuse you, so we'll read the text. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 through 8 is the introduction that we get for this flood. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention, the thoughts of his heart, was only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on earth, and he grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animal and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I'm sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
创世纪第六章第五到八节这么说：耶和华见人在地上，罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。耶和华说：我要将所造的人和走兽，并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭，因我造他们后悔了。唯有诺亚在耶和华以前蒙恩。Now
remember, Noah is told to build an ark to save his family, which included his wife, his three children, and their wives as well. So eight people. As well as animals. By the way, we usually think the flood as a cute kid story, right? Fuzzy animals walking into the ark. But we need to be careful because this is a story of divine judgment. It's judgment and deliverance, not cute fuzzy animals on cruise. Which is sometimes how we teach our children. but we miss the point. Out of the population of the earth, only 8 survived God's judgment. Now it seems like the ark took a while to build, and during this time, Noah preached God's judgment is coming, and there was very little response. Ultimately, the ark doors closed, the rain fell, and the groundwater rose. And God's message was vindicated. Peter tells us this is now similar to our salvation. The whole world is against us. Similar to Noah's day, we have people who mock us and argue that we should live our lives as if there's no eternity and no God. People argue that there will be no final judgment. We live among people who have no relationship to God. They have no regard for God, and they go around causing suffering upon Christians. This is true in Noah's day, in Peter's day, and today. But Peter shows that we can disregard those hecklers and those mockers and everyone who opposes God. Because we have victory through Jesus' resurrection. We have victory over death in Jesus' resurrection. So the tricky question in verse 19 is, to whom and what did Jesus proclaim? In verse 19, the text says, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey when God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is 8 persons, were brought safely through the water. Who are these spirits in prison? People disagree, and I think there's probably like 19 different interpretations for this. I think it's best to understand the spirits in prison as people who reject God and are awaiting judgment. In Noah's day, everyone except for the 8 rejected God. They had a judgment on earth, but now Jesus can make an even greater proclamation to them. That is, their rejection of God results not only in the physical death, but they also miss the resurrection to a new life. When we preach the gospel today, we always offer hope. The Bible says, whoever believes may have eternal life. But the Bible also makes it clear that it is appointed once for men to die and then to face judgment.
But 人总是要死的，而是面临审判。
So if a person does not accept the work of Jesus for himself, he will suffer for his own sins.
所以如果一个人没有接受耶稣的耶稣，的话，他会因为他自己的罪受到受苦。
So for those who died for being enemy of God, the proclamation of the gospel is different than just good news.
所以那些如果没有是神的敌人的死了之后，他们的结局是这样的。
The proclamation becomes the war is over, Christ has risen, and they are on the wrong side.
这个征战已经结束了，基督复活了。但是他们在一个错误的一方。
Their shame is justified, and they will pay the penalty for their own rebellion.
他们的羞辱就会得到该得的羞辱，他们也会付他们的代价。
So the gospel message is two-edged.
所以福音的这个信息是两面镜，两刃刀，两刃剑一样。
It's the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes.
它是神的能力，对那些。相信的人和救赎的人是神的能力，但是呢
Yet it is a power message of doom for those who reject God.
但是对那个拒绝神的人，他是一个毁灭的信息。
And I think this is what it means when Christ was proclaiming to those prisoners that he has victory.
所以这是为什么是说耶稣对在监狱的那些人来宣告他们的命运。
So then what is baptism?
Let's
go back to take this big picture. Baptism is a symbol that we observe. It's an initiatory symbol.
洗礼是一个符号，是我们要遵守，是一个我们开始接受神的一个符号。
All Christians ought to be baptized.
所有的基督徒都应该被就应该受洗。
And it's an outward symbol of the inward reality.
是一个我们内心的一个信实状况的一个向外的一个展示。
When we first believe in the gospel and put our trust in the saving work of Jesus, the inner reality is that we're joined with Christ.
当我们接受福音的时候，我们就是相信耶稣，然后我们也从心里头，我们是和耶稣融为一体了。
Now, when God sees us, He doesn't see our sins, rather He sees Christ's righteousness.
当神看我们的时候，他不会看到我们的罪，而是看到耶稣的义。
The Holy Spirit lives and testifies to us, to our hearts, that we belong to God. We're children and we're heirs of God.
圣灵就会也会进入我们心中知道我们心里，而且这给我们向我们进证，我们是属于神的，我们是他的儿女。
We also identify as a body of believers with the church.
而且我们也很认同我们这个信徒的一个群体。
That we all belong to God and destined for victory over sin and death.
我们也都是属于神的，而且是可以战胜的这个罪。
To symbolize that inner reality, we undergo Jesus' command for water baptism.
所以为了这个标志我们这个内部的这个信息，我们就要经过这个洗礼的这个仪式。
That is, we publicly tell people, acknowledge to people that we are Christians.
现在我们就一个在公开的向大家承认我们是基督徒。
And the action is, we get submersed in water and we get raised out of water.
所以我们就会进入水中，从水中起来。
Paul writes about this concept in Romans chapter 6.
保罗是这样描写在罗马书。
Verse 3 through 5. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like this, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like this. His.
罗马书第六章三到五节是这么讲的。岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们记得洗礼入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督基得父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们入在他的死的形状上与他灵活，也在他复活的形状上与他灵活。
So just like Peter in 1 Peter 3 teaches that baptism is a symbol.
所以彼得在这个第三节里。告诉我们这个洗礼是一个符号。
And as powerful as symbols are, the symbol is not powerful in itself. The power is what the symbol represents.
这个符号是很有力的，但并不是说这个符号自己它本身的力量，而是因为这个符号代表的东西的力量。
Take the American flag.
我们以这个美国国旗为例来说。
Soldiers don't give up their lives for some cotton that's dyed red, white, and blue.
这个士兵们不会因为这个染成红色和蓝色的这块布去死。
It's not the flag itself that's worth the patriot dying for.
不是这个旗子这个本身值得他们牺牲生命。
It is what the flag represents.
而是因为这个旗子代表东西。
The values of freedom, justice, home of the brave, home of the forefathers, wives, sons, and daughters.
而是这个自由和公益的这个价值和勇士们他们的国家他们的心辈他们的妻子儿女的这个责任。
So baptism is not something.Magical.
所以洗礼不是说一个像魔力的东西一样。
The waters of baptism doesn't wash away, make you clean enough for God.
这个洗礼的水并不会让你洗，并不会让你洗干净。
It is what baptism represents.
而是这个一个洗礼的象征意义。
So baptism gives you a good conscience before God.
洗礼让你可以有一个无愧的良心。
For baptism represents that the righteous one, Jesus Christ, takes your place as you trust in Him as Savior.
洗礼代表这个基督作为一个义人来代替你的位置。
You want to have a clear conscience before God? Depend on the power that raised Jesus from the dead.
如果你想有一个无愧的良心在神面前的话，那你这个就是需要依靠这个。
Trust him to be your righteousness. Be obedient to God. One step every new Christian needs to take is to be baptized. Let people know that you belong to Jesus, that you identify with Jesus.Around the world, people are getting baptized. They identify as Christ at great personal cost. Remember, this passage is about suffering in light of doing good. I remember when we were at T4C, there was a question about baptism and church membership. Some people didn't want their names posted on the church wall when they become baptized or when they become members. And these were students who were planning to return to China.And they worry because their names on the wall, because they publicly identify with Jesus, that they could be persecuted. They may forfeit certain job opportunities because people know they're baptized. My argument back then was baptism is supposed to be public, it's supposed to let people know.
但是我的理由是你受洗就是一本身是一个公开的事情，应该让大家都知道。
I really actually don't know what happened at the end of that discussion.
我不知道那个最后是怎么结束这个。
But I do know that real persecution are occurring all around the world because people are getting baptized.
但我知道，当这个世界上很多人受到逼迫，因为他们被他们受洗礼了。
For people living under Islamic law.
对一些在伊斯兰国家的人来说
Converted to Christianity as marked by baptism is a capital crime.
如果你成为基督徒的话是一个很大的一个罪人来说
Though often converts are not immediately killed, they do suffer many hardships.
这些转变的人他们虽然不会马上被杀死但他们会受很多的这个困难
including being disinherited from family and being ostracized by their community.
甚至被剥夺他们家庭的继承权，还有从他们的社区被驱逐他们的社区。
I heard of a story in Minneapolis a few years ago.
我听到一个在这个明尼阿波利斯的一个故事，几年之前。
A wife converts from Islam to Christianity.
一个妻子从伊斯兰教转变成了基督徒。
And upon her profession of faith, she was asked to renounce her faith.
她在她他被要求去放弃他的这个新的信仰。
When she did not,
当他没有做这个做的时候
she returned home one day to an empty apartment.
他回到家发现他的家已经空空如也。
Her husband and the Islamic community took not only her belongings but also her children away from her.
他的丈夫还有他的这个伊斯兰的这个社区，不仅拿走他所有的这个财物，而且是拿走他的孩子。
This is what Jesus teaches. In Luke chapter
9.
And he said to all, verse 23, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit man if he gains the whole world, but loses or forfeits himself? But whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and the holy angels.
在路加福音第九章23-24节这么说的，耶稣又对众人说：若有人要跟从我，我就要舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救到生命。人若赚得全世界，却伤了自己，赔上自己有什么益处呢？凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在自己的荣耀里，并天父与圣天使的荣耀降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
When the Bible speaks of being ashamed, it's not a small thing.
圣经说这个被羞辱是一件很小的事情。
One common idea of being ashamed has to do with warfare in the ancient world.
这个被羞辱这个事情，其实很多时候是和古时候打仗的时候密在一起的。
The victors of war would take the captives and parade them through the city, often through an arch.
这个战争的胜利的一方通常带过他们的俘虏，带他们在街上游街，通过这个像凯旋门这种地方。
And the defeated would be paraded shamefully before they're executed or forced into slavery.
那个战败的一方就会被就是用一种游街的方式被羞辱，而且他们会成为或者被杀死，或者成为他们的别人的奴隶。
So being ashamed means total defeat.
所以被羞辱是一个完全的一个彻底。
So let me ask you, which side are you on?
让我问你一个问题，在你到底在哪方呢
？Do you trust? Are you a Christian?
你是基督徒吗
？Do you trust that the righteous one died for us who are unrighteous?
你相信是那个义的为了不义的而死。
If you are, the command is for you to be baptized publicly and let people know that you identify with Jesus.
如果是这样的话，这个是你就应该，公开的去受洗，让大家知道你是认同耶稣他的死。
If you have not been baptized, you need to be baptized so that people know you identify with Jesus in His death and His resurrection.
如果你还没有受洗的话，你应该去受洗，这样你可以让大家知道你认同耶稣，他的死和复活。
And you are baptized?
如果你已经受洗了吗
Do not be ashamed to suffer at hands of men when they mock you or mistreat you.
不要感到羞耻，当有人嘲弄你或者是逼迫你受苦的时候。
Let them mistreat you.
让他们去逼迫你。
By the way, this is expected, right? The person we follow is Jesus. He suffered, so as followers, we're expected to suffer.
所以你想你是去跟随耶稣的话，你应该早遇到这个事情会发生的。
So continue to do good.
继续去行善
to love our neighbors, to love our enemies.
爱你的邻居，爱你的敌人。
Do not retaliate against them.
不要去报复他们。
Turn the other cheek.
而且转过你另一个脸。
Do not be ashamed of the gospel which saves us.
不要以福音为耻，因为它救了我们。
For the same gospel can save our enemies also. For we trust that the God who raised Jesus from the dead will raise us up from the dead also. And we know the righteous one died for us.
因为那个义人已经为我们受死了。